The Osgood File, sponsored by Olivet Nazarene University, from where you are to where you will be. Learn more at graduate.olivet.edu. This is Dave Ross. The country may be divided, but on Friday, we'll all be watching the same show. Although my sense is some will be a little more nervous than others. More after this. Presidents seem to write their inaugural addresses as if they were auditioning for a history textbook, but I sense that Donald Trump wants to be a crowd pleaser. If he has one guiding principle, it's don't be boring. Remember how Sasha nodded off during her dad's speech 4 years ago? That cannot be allowed at a Trump speech. So, what will he talk about? CBS's Major Garrett did some checking, and here's what he found.
That slogan, Make America Great Again, the speech is going to be about defining what that means.
And CBS's Charlie Rose is able to verify that in his interview with Vice President-elect Mike Pence.
I can tell you that the President-elect and our whole team are ready to go to work and to really just advance the kind of policies that, to borrow his phrase, will make America great again.
So there we have from two sources, the speech is going to be about making America great again. A phrase which still raises some unanswered questions like, when did America last achieve greatness and what defines greatness today? And according to Major, Mr. Trump will address that.
Two big, broad goals for the country, more economic growth defined not just by more jobs, but better paying jobs, especially in the manufacturing sector. And on security, reducing, if possible, the fear about terrorism with a concentrated effort to defeat ISIS. Broad goals defined in action words and not a lot of soaring rhetoric and as much as possible nonpartisan and populist.
Which sounds pretty reassuring. So is anybody still nervous? Don't be nervous. This guy's not nervous.
I believe in this country. I think we're going to be okay.
After which he then said,
thank you very much, Press Corps. Good luck.
Good luck. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.